Chapter 48. "That son of a bitch," Molly said.
"Jay Ingersoll?"
"Asshole," Molly said.
"He does have a nice, easy way about him," Jesse said.
"I was married to him," Molly said. "I'd run off with the Nighthawk."
Jesse smiled and nodded. "He's very important," Jesse said.
"He implied you were after sex details because they turned you on."
"I believe he did," Jesse said.
"And that you were incompetent."
Jesse nodded.
"He was, like, mad at you about this," Molly said.
"And his wife," Jesse said.
"Yeah, and me, for Christ's sake."
"Insufferable," Jesse said.
"Doesn't it make you mad?"
"I was thinking about other stuff," Jesse said.
"Like what?"
"What do you think of her story?" Molly paused in mid-anger.
"Her story?" she said.
"Yep." Molly sat back a little and thought about it.
"He hit her," Molly said.
Jesse nodded.
"He fondled her," Molly said.
"Uh-huh."
"And," Molly began to speak fast, "he tied her up."
"Uh-huh."
"If I wasn't so busy being outraged at Jay Ingersoll, I'd have noticed that right away."
"True," Jesse said. Molly was quiet again, rolling it around in her head.
"Nighthawk never touched them," Molly said.
"Correct," Jesse said.
"So either the Nighthawk has changed his approach, or it's a copycat," Molly said.
"Or," Jesse said. Molly frowned.
"Or," she said.
Jesse waited.
"Or she made it up," Molly said.
Jesse nodded. "And she didn't know the details," he said.
"Which is why we never released the details," Molly said. "So if there was a copycat or something, we'd know."
"Yep," Jesse said. Molly grinned at him.
"We're pretty smart," she said.
"Sure," Jesse said.
"You think she made it up?"
"Maybe," Jesse said.
"Why?"
"Husband," Jesse said.
"To get his attention?"
"Maybe," Jesse said. "Maybe the civil suit about the panty patrol."
"Sympathy?" Molly said.
"Maybe."
"Or it could be a copycat," Molly said.
"It could."
"Or the Nighthawk could have escalated," Molly said.
"I hope not."
"What about the pictures?" Molly said. "Unless it's the Nighthawk, there shouldn't be a picture sent."
"Public knowledge," Jesse said. "The women talked about it. The press picked it up. Anyone would know to send pictures."
"And the letters?"
"Less public," Jesse said.
"So you might get a picture, but unless it's the Nighthawk, you shouldn't get a letter."
Jesse nodded.
"And if she made it up, you shouldn't get either," Molly said.
"Unless she took one herself," Jesse said.
"Who would do that?" Molly said.
"Someone who had made this all up in the first place," Jesse said.
"And would send it to you?"
"This is the woman who conducted the great thong search," Jesse said. "We don't know what's driving her."
"I don't believe it," Molly said.
"Me either," Jesse said. "It's a hypothesis, like the escalated Nighthawk or the copycat. We'll test them all."
"Wow," Molly said. "Like high school physics, the scientific method."
"And Ingersoll thinks we're just small-town cops," Jesse said.